Good evening, everyone. It's the Harbor Commission meeting, Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This meeting is called to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provision of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall, reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 7th,  2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calzerbe?
Here.
Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration, approval of the August 5th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll move that.
Four seconds.
Thank you. Roll call?
Mr. Calzerbe?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Abstain.
Mr. Sutton?
Abstain.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Approval of August 5th, 2025 executive session meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call?
Mr. Calzerbe?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Abstain.
Mr. Sutton?
Abstain.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from August 18th, 2025, in the amount of $333,088.66, I'm sorry.
I move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Calzerbe?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There are no consent agenda or correspondence. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. From a budget perspective, we are on budget from an operating expenses standpoint. From an income standpoint, we are still down roughly 3% on direct revenues and an overall of about 8%. This can be related to building leases, having a tenant behind on the lease, payments, the weather for the first half of the summer and late spring, and the drop in fuel price. Other than that, I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus?
Yes, Mr. Chair, a few things. First, the prior tenant of the Shore Casino surrendered the occupation and keys as scheduled by the court. We are working on a request for proposal, otherwise known as an RFP, to have another entity come in to operate the Shore Casino. We are also looking at a potential short-term rental for roughly a month, from roughly September 24 to October 25. Both of those items will be discussed in executive session. We had a meeting with the Atlantic Highlands Yacht Club the other day. They have expressed concern about going forward. Their lease ends at the end of this year, so obviously there will be some issues of balancing whoever comes in with the Shore Casino and what they're going to do and what the yacht club, how that will affect the yacht club. We assured the yacht club that they are an important tenant to us. The yacht club alone is a significant rent payer, but when you add in the all of the moorings and slips that the yacht club members lease from us, they become one of the three biggest tenants alongside C Street and former Shore Casino. We hope will be the new tenant of Shore Casino. One other item on that issue, because the RFP may have some effect on negotiations with the yacht club, we have asked Mr. Sawyer to step back from being involved in the RFP with the Shore Casino. He's a member of the lease committee, and Mr. Curry has stepped up, and in fact, Mr. Curry has put in a lot of work drawing up the proposed RFP that we will discuss in executive session. And then, once again, fishing news, some not so good news and some very encouraging news. The bluefin tuna season for recreational anglers in the Northeast was shut down on August 12th. A lot of people think that that was because the when the government fired regulators back in February, and there was over harvesting in the southern states, that that has affected what our local anglers, our local recreation anglers can fish on. Striped bass, unfortunately, they're looking at a potential 12% reduction in the harvest in 2026, which is going to be very difficult to do considering that the bag limit is one and the size restriction is down to a very small slot, so there will probably be a closed season for a period of time, and potentially not only a closed season for harvest, but a closed season for targeting striped bass. Good news, and this is very preliminary, for 2026 and 2027, it depends on the final numbers for the 2025 harvest, which is probably going to be low, if you think about it, considering how much rain we had for in the spring and early summer. But they're looking at a 38% increase in the permissible fluke harvest for recreational anglers, and a 30% increase in the sea bass harvest. So our, if that happens, our party boat, particularly our party boat and charter boat people, should be happy. The porgy figures are a little weird. They're predicting a 7% increase in 2026 and then a 14% decrease in 2027, with very little explanation on that. But at least for part of these numbers, it should be good news for our tenants for the next 2 years. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Krause. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer.
No report, Mr. Chairman, other than I do want to commend the office staff and the yard staff. I had to be short-hauled last month due to an issue with a stuffing box that was leaking pretty badly that I had repaired. So I just want to commend the staff in the office and the yard for taking care of that for me very quickly and professionally. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton.
No report.
Thank you, sir. Clean Marina, Ms. Forbes.
I have a few things tonight. Number one, the EV chargers. I just want to let folks know that we've updated the charging rates in order to keep up with the JCP&L rises. Right now, the ERI, which is the Environmental Resource Inventory, has been completely digitized, and we're working on putting that into some kind of digestible format for everyone. And lastly, our friend Marilyn Sherfin at Wild About Atlantic Highlands is including the olfactory garden next to Evolution the Salon, is being included on her garden walk on September 13th, which coincides with the flea market. That's all for tonight.
Oh, good. Thank you. Special events, Mr. Colasurdo.
Briefly, we only had one request for harbor use in the month of August. It was for a filming permit for September 17th and September 18th. They will be paying $1,000 per day as their day rate for use of the harbor, and I believe that's a go, correct? Nothing other than that.
Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina?
Nothing this evening.
Thank you, sir. Attorney's report, Mr. McGinn, sorry.
Thank you. Briefly, Mr. Kraus touched on the vacating of the prior tenant of the Shore Casino and the potential RFP, so that was reported on. In terms of the CAFA litigation, as I have been reporting, there's a September 22nd, 2025 trial date. We did have a settlement conference on the 14th of August. There was no formal monetary settlement. However, the conference was quite involved, and the Judge McCarthy, who's the presiding civil judge in Monmouth County, conducting negotiations, and he proposed that CAPA, who is the defendant in the lawsuit, is the contractor that constructed the towboat building, proposed what they believe to be the repairs that need to be necessary, and then for the parties to agree on a monetary figure. Unfortunately, Judge McCarthy instructed CAPA's attorney to formulate that as quickly as possible. That was August 14th. He recognized this is a public entity and a public meeting needs to be had. And any formal action would have to be voted on. I received the formal proposal at 12:03 p.m. today, so I can't present that to the commission because it requires our expert to look at. We have an expert in the litigation to discuss and negotiate and determine if the proposed scope of work that was presented would be adequate to repair the building to a point where the water infiltration issues aren't happening anymore. So, with that said, we have another conference on the 9th, which is a week from today. Mr. McCarthy did indicate there's a significant backlog of cases. He didn't think 9/22 was a realistic trial date, but we're going to discuss it on the 9th. But he does, and he did warn the attorney for CAPA, he does believe this is a case that will be tried if we cannot reach a settlement in 2025 and to prepare for that. So, we're moving in the direction of either settling the case or trial, but again, the 22nd of September does not seem like it will be the actual trial of the case, but I do anticipate a lot of progress to be made between now and next meeting, our Harbor Commission meeting.
Okay, thank you. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. I received two more capital RFPs on August 14th. Six were sent out, two were returned, two were not returned, and two were out of business. So I do have those two RFPs. One is for Hurricane Marine for $25,950, and the other one is from Nautilus Diving for $26,000. Looking for the Harbor Commission's direction at this point. Which one would you like me to go with?
Any of the commissioners have any questions on either? I know that we've had Hurricane, I believe, has been with us for years, right?
Yes.
What is the work for?
It's for the inspection of the mooring tackle. We okay. do it every year.
Okay. Okay. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and we've really had no problems with Hurricane Marine, and Nautilus Diving has been working in the harbor as well. So.
Would anyone like to make a recommendation?
And what were the prices one more time?
$25,950 for Hurricane Marine. $26,000 for Nautilus. It's a $50 difference. And that's why I'm leaving it up to you.
Who did it last year?
Hurricane Marine did. She's very knowledgeable in the harbor. She knows the boat. She knows the mooring tackles. She's done most of them. She is certified in mooring tackle inspection.
And we've had no issues with her in the past?
So. We had complaints about her taking long, stuff like that sometimes, but you also have to understand, a lot of people that call her at the last minute, they want it done right away when she's got other people involved.
If I remember correctly, there were some concerns about whether or not she dove alone or with someone, when we found out that she does actually dive with
all our divers, most of them.
Yeah, I think that was the only issue that I recollect from last year. Yeah.
Nautilus dives alone, she dives alone, and a lot of times she's got two guys with her. He's also got somebody with him occasionally too, so.
I'll make a motion to keep, to give it to, again, to Hurricane, since the, I know it's a phrase that maybe people don't like, the devil you know. So I'll move that we approve Hurricane.
Yeah, I would second that also.
Okay, very good, thank you. Roll call?
Mr. Paul Serta?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Thank you. Anything else, Lou?
Yeah, the camera quotes are in, me and Mr. Sutton are reviewing them, and we will get back to you on those. I have all three. For your information, we're gonna pave Sissy's on the deck and the C Street ticket office parking lot on September 11th and 12th. It's gonna be done by Rising Paving. I also got three quotes on that. Who was the cheapest? I shouldn't say cheapest. He was the most responsible.
And he's also done work at Borough Hall and things like that, correct?
Yes, he did Borough Hall parking lot.
Okay.
He's also done my transfer station for the fuel tanks, and he does excellent work.
How long have those lots back in service?
2 days.
2 days?
The first day, we're going to block off the lots totally, so nobody can be pulling there, because he's got to grind up the asphalt that's there. Also, the stone paved area that goes back by the dumpsters in the back will be removed and paved as well. So I've been wanting to get that done, because we're always filling in holes and worrying about people falling. So we're going to pave that whole area as well.
That's a Thursday and a Friday?
That's on a Thursday and Friday, and then he's going to reline it probably on the weekend. So. Weather permitting, of course, if it rains or anything like that on the 11th and 12th, it'll be the following week. I did talk to all the businesses. They asked me to wait until after Labor Day. So that's what I did. I spoke to Smitty. I spoke to his wife. And everybody seems to be okay with that.
Well, I think perhaps the ship has sailed. Is the snow going to be disruptive for the flea market?
What, on the 11th and 12th?
The flea market is on the 13th, but
I'm
is
sure
it going
it's
to
smell like asphalt, but I mean, there's nothing we can do about that.
I understand that, but would it be better to do it after the flea market, the following weekend?
It'll probably be worse for on that Friday. Should start to dissipate by Saturday.
Okay. We've had a lot of complaints when we've sealed the harbor. Asphalt from residents, that's why I just wanted to bring
that up. Well, that was sealer, that wasn't the actual asphalt.
I know, but I've had my driveway asphalted and it stinks, so thanks.
Okay, tenant brunch for tenants is on September 20th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that will be at on the deck. That's something we do every year for the tenants at the end of the season. So thank you for staying with the Atlanta Town Squad. And I think that's everything. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Flieger. Assistant Manager Report, Mr. White.
Just one thing. We had a Zoom meeting last week. I think there were five or six of us on the call, where CME presented an alternate plan for the bulkhead project. When we were done, there were more questions than there were answers, and it was felt that a walkthrough was better off happening. So that's being scheduled, I believe, for next week sometime. And hopefully by the next meeting, we'll have a rendition for everybody to refer to.
Okay, and you said there were six or seven of the harbor commissioners?
Yes.
Allison and Mr. Colasero Vito were representing the commission on that call, as well as myself. The other members were from CME and you guys and Lou. So just to, I wanted to clarify that. Okay. Thank you.
I have to correct you, but I don't know that Mr. Colasero...
You're a representative, though, for that, aren't you, on that project? Is he? Sorry, you were invited.
I was invited, but I was unavailable.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, are you on that?
Yes, I'm on the thread.
Okay, that's why I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I am on the thread.
Okay, all right, thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anybody would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address, and if you could, walk forward and ask the question so everybody can hear and they could hear at home as well. Yes, sir?
Mr. Wall, Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. The report from the finance commissioner about the 8% decrease from last year.
Yes.
How much is that in dollars, approximately? Round numbers.
Approximately $350,000.
Thank you. For Ms. Forbes, the increase in the EV charger rates on a percentage basis, do we know how much they went up?
Sir, I actually don't have those numbers, but Mr. Dougherty will be reporting on it tomorrow.
Okay, and I'll ask him just to have those numbers for us. The council passed Resolution 115-2025 last month, and it was mostly the dock fees and mortgage fees, but it also went through contractor and the fuel prices. And the description is very specific. Diesel fuel prices are based on rack price at the refinery the day of delivery, plus the state gross tax, plus the delivery charge, plus the bank fees for credit cards, plus a profit margin of between 35 and 95 cents. That's for gasoline. The only difference between gasoline and diesel is diesel's between 35 and 90 cents. How do we determine somewhere between 35 and 90 or 95 cents, depending on the fuel? Where do we say is a good number? Low side, high side, middle of the pack?
With the pricing, we like to be a little on the high side.
High side, okay. And also it says in here, discounts should be given to commercial tenants who are considered to be in good standing. What is the legal definition of in good standing?
Their rent is paid.
That's it? That's the only criteria?
Yeah, as long as they're paying the harbor rules, which they do.
Is that somewhere in the harbor
documentation? In their contracts, there's rules that come with the contract.
No, I'm just saying from, you know, the in good standing part, is that defined for the tenants, how they are considered in good standing?
Correct.
Legally?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. If anybody else would like to address the commission, please raise your hand. Be recognized. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Motion to go into executive session?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Okay, Mr. McGinn, do you want...
We will be going into executive session pursuant to the motion that was just passed. Approximately 20 minutes. Action may be taken at the end of that 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Can you repeat that again?
Motion to leave executive session and return to the regular meeting.
And I'll second that.
Is everyone in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Nay. Okay, so in executive session, One of the items that was discussed with regards to leases was a very short-term opportunity that presented itself. Somebody had gone past the Shore Casino and looked in the windows and noticed nothing was there, and they went to the office. It was a company by the name of Netflix, and they wanted to just use the lease the building for 10 days strictly for catering, no movie productions, no trucks, nothing to that effect. But they're shooting a movie in Monmouth County, and they're going to utilize the Shore Casino for 10 days for having food catered and I believe makeup and some other items that would be involved with the film. So we had that discussion, and I want to ask now to the other commissioners, does anybody have any additional questions or concerns with regards to the short-term lease for Netflix? No. So I would like either a yay or a nay, and if we could take a roll call, I would appreciate that.
We need a motion.
Motion.
I move to approve the agreement of the short-term lease agreement pending final terms.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kostrick?
Absolutely.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you. How we got it, right?